Hey everyone, today's July 16th, 2017, and welcome to episode 11 of Dose of the Dead podcast. So this episode is the fourth and final episode from my coverage of the 2017 Dead and Company summer tour, which I know ended like 2 weeks ago, but I figured by now everyone that isn't completely into Phish and all that other stuff would be missing Dead and Company, so I like to play some Dead and Company songs from the last five shows of the tour and go over some points on the tour in general. So this episode is shows from City Field, Camden, Ohio, and then the last two shows in Chicago. So those five shows, I went to four of the five. The only one I didn't go to was Ohio. I would have liked to went to Ohio because it was literally like right, maybe like halfway in between my trip to Chicago, and I could have just stayed over. But with work and everything, I couldn't take off during the week, and then it would just didn't work out. But my personal preference, I didn't think I missed out on that much because it wasn't the songs I was hoping to hear. I was actually, they did a live stream free, like they did in the Georgia show on nugs.net, so I actually watched those and was hoping they didn't play the songs that I wanted to hear for the final two nights in Chicago, because I figured whatever they played in Ohio, they weren't going to play for the rest, the last two shows, which they didn't. So I got everything that I wanted to hear, doubles of songs I wanted to hear. They were great. So to start out, June 24th, City Field, perfect day for concert. I mean, it was hot, but it was just a perfect day. Shakedown Street was, like, humongous. I feel like it was, like, a state fair. It was just, like, eight blocks of vendors and great food, great t-shirts, patch, everything. You could, it just, they had everything at that Shakedown Street, and just a really good time. Like I said, really good weather. The morning of, it was actually pouring, and I was pissed. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But I took the train in from New Jersey into the city, and we walked around, got stuff to eat, got in the show. Our seats were, they weren't upper deck, but they were like the section below upper deck. So we're still pretty, pretty high up there, but like there's nothing to complain about. We had seats, the sun was beating down. And they started off with Dancing in the Streets, which I'd never heard before. And so I went to the show before that, which was Virginia. And they just started playing it this year again. So I'll read you the set list for City Field. Dancing in the Streets, Jack Straw, Here Comes Sunshine, Tennessee Jed, Cold Rain and Snow, Bird Song, One More Saturday Night, Scarlet Pagonas, Violet Blues, Estimated Profit, Comes a Time, Eyes of the World, Drum Space, The Other One, Morning Dew, Touch of Grey, and Johnny Be Good. Touch of Grey was the original, just the encore that was going to be it, but they added Johnny Be Good, and Touch of Grey was, I'm sure everyone saw that on Facebook and all that other stuff, was when they played Touch of Grey for the first encore, that the music was synced to the lights on the Empire State Building, which was pretty cool. So yeah, it was a really cool show and the start of a great weekend, with Camden being the next day. So the song I picked from City Field is Morning Dew, so that closed out the second set. It just, I don't know, the atmosphere being there, that song for me really did it. I mean, it was just a great show in general. So I don't know. This is what I picked. So hope you guys enjoy. Here's Morning Dew from 624 City Field.
Thank you.
So there was Morning Dew from Citi Field, New York, Flushing Meadows. So the next day was Camden, which when I was talking to most people that aren't from New Jersey and Philadelphia, no one knows what Camden is. But this is more or less what you would consider their Philadelphia show. It's technically in New Jersey, but it's right on the water. Right across the Ben Franklin Bridge is Philadelphia. On this side is Camden, New Jersey. So, with, I guess, no one, Philadelphia not having that many outdoor amphitheaters besides the Man, it's called, in a, it's like a park. It's not as big as Camden. They decided they play there and get New Jersey and New York fans. I mean, New Jersey and Philadelphia fans in one place. Last year, they played Citi Field a whole weekend. They played a Saturday and a Sunday. This year, they only played a Saturday and played Camden a Sunday. Last year, Camden was on like a Tuesday. It was a middle of the week, show, but that was also a good show. So the set list for Camden was Feel Like a Stranger, Brown Eyed Women, Ramble on Rose, They Love Each Other, Little Red Rooster, Big Boss Man, Cumberland Blues, Casey Jones, Ico, Deal, Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, Drum Space, The Wheel, Stella Blue, Sugar Magnolia, and Broke Down Palace. So this show, I guess, compared to the show from the night before in Citi Field, I don't want to say it wasn't better, and it wasn't worse. It was just a whole completely different show, which I liked because it really split the weekend and it separated the days, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I would say, I don't even know how to describe it, but Sunday was more of like a sing-along, like, I don't want to say Western, but like early 70s, like 71, 72. Besides Feel Like a Stranger with Brown Eyed Women, Ramble on Rose, They Love Each Other, Big Boss Man, Cumberland Blues, Casey Jones, Deal, Broke Down Palace, Sugar Magnolia. It was a lot of songs like that, but they also did throw in Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, which was a really good version of that, Stella Blue. Little Red Rooster, that was the first time I've heard them play that, along with Ico. I've never heard them play that either. They were good, but I mean, I'm glad I heard them once just to experience it. I'm not searching for another one of those versions. But the song that I picked from the Camden show, which I would say it was mob. It took forever to get in. There was a side gate, which they said is never open, which is bullshit because I've been to so many concerts there where it has been open. They opened one gate. It took about like 40 minutes to get in. I got in as soon as the first notes for Feel Like a Stranger were being played, and I ran straight to the lawn, which the lawn was completely mobbed. Last year, like I said, it was on a Tuesday. I want to say maybe it was 75% full last year. This year was packed, unbelievably packed, which is saying something. I guess you could also say it's on a weekend day compared to the weekday, but I think a lot more people are coming around to Dead & Company finally. But the song I picked from this show was the set one closer, which is Casey Jones. So from June 25th in Camden, Casey Jones.
Cross my mind. Switch maze, keep it.
So again, there was Casey Jones from Camden, New Jersey. So the next show, that was on a Sunday. The next show wasn't until that Wednesday, Ohio, on June 28th, 2017. Like I said, at the Blossom Music Center in, I don't really know how to pronounce that. I'm not even going to try. C-Y-A-H, I don't know, it's Ohio. I passed it when I was going to Chicago. I saw the exit. That's why I was like, damn, I wish I could have gone to this concert too. But the set list for this concert is Hell in a Bucket, Mississippi Half Step, Black Throat of Wind, Ro Jimmy, Big River, Cassidy, China, I Know Your Rider, He's Gone, Truckin', Drum Space, I Need a Miracle, Wharf Rat, Good Lovin', and Black Muddy River. So like I said, they showed the whole stream for free on Nugs.net of this show. Maybe try to get people to buy the Chicago stream. But watching it, I think, I want to say like Bobby sang like 80% of the songs. Maybe you could hear in Camden, John Mayer's voice was starting to get a little raspy. So maybe he wanted to save it for the final weekend, and Bob stepped up and sung majority of the songs. It wasn't, like I said, I always like China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, He's Gone, there was nothing that Black Throat of Wind was good too, but it was nothing that, like, you know, made me say, damn, I missed that song, I really wish I was at that show. But like I said, in hindsight, on the way to Chicago, it would have been cool to stop and say I was at the last, six shows of the tour. That would be cool. But anyway, the song I picked from this show is I Know You Rider. So from June 28th in Ohio, here's I Know You Rider. Rider from Ohio on June 28th. So the next two shows and the final two shows of the tour are what I consider the best. I want to say June 30th, to me, was the best show on the tour. July 1st was a very close second, but in my opinion, those are the best two shows on the tour, just from the songs they played to the energy of the band to the atmosphere in Chicago, which I've never been. It was just really cool. A lot different than New York, a lot different than Camden. Wrigley Field, if you've never been, is a lot more of an intimate setting, if that's even possible for a big baseball stadium. But it's only about like a square city block, which is like Citi Field's maybe like three times the size of it. And I'm sure like Boulder and is just like 10 times the size of it. So I was the first night on June 30th, my back was up against the fence. That's how I was like the last seat in the last section in the last row. And I was still closer than I was in Citi Field, and I wasn't even all the way up. So I left for Chicago on June 29th, which that was a fun road trip. It was about 15 hours to get there. I drove at 10:30 at night. I left my house and I drove through until like 5 a.m. and I had to sleep for like an hour because I didn't realize I took a drowsy allergy medicine, and I didn't know what was happening while I was driving. And I realized to look at the package and it was drowsiness. So I needed to pull over and sleep at a truck stop in Pittsburgh for about an hour before I fell asleep at the wheel, which wouldn't have been good. I wouldn't even have made it out of Pennsylvania. So that was fun. And then once I got out, it was I woke up about like 6 a.m., 6:30, and drove straight through to Chicago the next day. It took me like 5 hours to get through Pennsylvania, maybe three to get through Ohio, two to Indiana, and then I got to Chicago, and the traffic was just like unbearable. As soon as I got off I-90 and onto like the main main roads into the city, you could see White, I don't know what the name of the stadium is, they just changed it, but it used to be US Cellular Field where the White Sox play. And from there until my hotel, which was by the airport, it was just like, I could see my hotel, and I'm like, I've been in this car for 15 hours, I just need to get out. But I finally got to my hotel around 2. I couldn't check until 3. The show was at 6:30, so I just went in, took an hour nap, and Ubered right to Wrigley Field, which was another nice hour of traffic. But overall, I'd definitely do it again. I mean, I needed like a day or two to recoup from traveling when I got back, but I would gladly go on another road trip any time. But so as the show goes, Shakedown Street was kind of small, but definitely cool. It was really the same both nights, which is to be expected. I mean, but like I said, this was my favorite show of the tour. Definitely, I think, best show of the tour. So for the set list for June 30th in Wrigley Field, they opened up with The Music Never Stopped, Bertha, Me and My Uncle, Sugary, Let It Grow, Uncle John's Band, Shakedown Street, Dark Star, St. Stephen, China Doll, Terrapin Station, Uncle John's Band, Reprise, Drum Space, Standing on the Moon, Help, Slipknot, Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, Ripple, U.S. Blues. They played Ripple Acoustic. My favorite songs in general are just Bertha, Sugary. I never heard them play Let It Grow, which was good. Uncle John's Bam, which John Mayer screwed up the reprise at the end. Bobby got a little pissed. But then Shakedown Street, Dark Star, St. Stephen, O'Teal singing China Doll, Terrapin Station, I was hoping they played because I never heard them play at Terrapin Station. And then the song I picked, well, the technically songs I picked was Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower. Just the energy coming out of Standing on the Moon when those first chords hit for Help on the Way, everyone just lost it and went nuts, because originally you could see in the set list they planned to play, I think, just Franklin's Tower at the end of the first set, and they crossed that out and put these three at the end, which was amazing. Just the you'll I don't know, you'll definitely be able to hear if you listen to the Help Slipknot Franklin from you're gonna hear now, compare it to other times on this tour. I think you'll be able to, I could tell the difference, and just maybe it's because I was there and experiencing it, but the energy, and John was just playing amazing. The band was on, they were just amazing, and I don't know what else to say, it was amazing. So from June 30th 2017, from Wrigley Field, here's Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower.
She can fly like a lion, she can. time's forgotten space. Your eyes looked from your mother's face. One flower seed on a sandwich stone. May the far winds pull you safely home.
So once again, there was Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower from the first night at Wrigley Field. I hope you guys liked it as much as I did. That was maybe my favorite song of the tour, on top of my favorite show of the tour. So that night, my phone actually died in the middle of trying to get an Uber, and it was like rates went from like $20 back to the hotel to like $100 at one time. My phone was on 1%. I kept shutting it off. It was like just a disaster trying to get a ride back home. Finally got an Uber for like $30 at 1%. Made it back home. And then after I wrote down the set list, I looked back and I was like, I'll just say this is the best show I've ever been to. So I went to bed, woke up the next morning, went down to downtown Chicago, walked around at some cool record stores. There was Reckless Records, if anyone's familiar with it. It was pretty cool. I got I just got two CDs. I don't remember the one I got, but the other one I got was just the Steal Your Face Volume 1, which was cool. It was like 99 cents or something. So they had probably like 30 Grateful Dead CDs and a bunch of vinyl, so that was definitely cool. Walked around the city, went back to the hotel, took a nap, and then sat in traffic again for another hour trying to get back to Wrigley Field in the Uber. So that second night, same thing, Shakedown Street. Show started at 6:30 because they have the noise ordinance at like 11. So going back to coming in, I was in the upper deck both days, but the first night I was on the right side, and then the second night I was on the left side, and I was the first row of that section, so it was cool. I had a railing and everything. Met a bunch of cool kids. The kid sitting next to me just opened up a dispensary in Oregon. It's called Minglewood Cannabis. So shout out to you guys. If I don't know what happened, my mic, it got cut off, but like I was saying, I said Minglewood Cannabis was the kid I sat next to. He's from Oregon. He actually was talking to him. He's from he went to the first show, the Las Vegas show, and then the last show, which I thought was pretty cool. He went the night before too, but I think that's cool. You could just see really how they transformed from the first night of the show to the last night of the tour. That's what I meant, first show of the tour. So this set list for July 1st was just as impressive as the night before. Just personally, I thought the night before set list was better. Just from my favorite songs, that's what they played. But Cold Rain and Snow, Jack Straw, Tennessee Jed, Ship of Fools, which was the debut of this song on this tour. I've looked for it on YouTube. I don't think they played it at all last summer. The first time they played it was the beginning of the 2015 fall tour, and I don't think they played it since. Dark Star Acoustic, Friend of the Devil Acoustic, Althea, Casey Jones, Sugar Magnolia, Dancing in the Streets, Playing in the Band, Comes the Time, Scarlet Pagonas, Fire on the Mountain, Drum Space, the other one, Days Between, Not Fade Away, Broke Down Palace, and Sunshine Daydream, which was cool. That was the whole firework finale at the end, all like the bleachers behind the stage. It was just like 5 minutes straight of fireworks, so that was really cool for the 4th of July, the end of the tour. Just really cool, what they did with that. So the song I picked from this show was Ship of Fools, because I've been waiting to hear them play Ship of Fools. I've only heard it, not live yet in, I think it was Verizon Center, something like Washington, D.C. in the fall tour 2015. And then I also did play, pick Sunshine Daydream, the last show, the last song of the show. Of the tour. You could kind of hear the fireworks in the back. It's cool. Obviously, it's a reprise from Playing in the Band, which was the third song of the second set. So that closed out the tour. Everyone went on their way after that. it was surreal to have it end. It didn't seem like it was really over. It went by way too fast. 20 shows, 1 month. It just flew by. So the next, I went back to the hotel, went to bed, woke up the next morning at like 9, left at like 10, and just drove straight through back home. I was going pretty smoothly until I hit like Pennsylvania, and then losing, I didn't realize you lose an hour of time because you go into central time. So it's like, I think, yeah, it was an hour ahead. So coming back, I lost an hour. So if I left at 10 and it was 11, it was really 12. So that sucked. I only stopped twice for gas both times, but I just drove straight on through. So it's just deceiving. You're in Pennsylvania and you're still like 6 hours over, the next state over, but you're still like 6 hours away from home. It's just a long drive, that state. So I didn't make it home till, but it was cool. And actually on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it was, twilight. It was all the whole road was filled with, lightning bugs. It was cool. It was something cool to see. I mean, they did smash on the windshield, and my windshield was glowing like neon yellow majority of the night. But also, a bunch of fireworks were going off with it being the end of 4th of July weekend. It was just really cool trip overall, and I would definitely do it again. But I didn't get home till like 2 a.m., and I had work at 6 a.m. that day. So I was not in the best working shape 4 hours later. On Monday morning, but then you had 4th of July to recoup, so it was definitely worth it. This tour in general, I was going to, we were going to have someone on talking about the tour, so I'm not really going to go that much in detail of the tour. Hopefully we can get that person on and talk about it on a later episode. I mean, we have maybe in a month or something to look back at the tour and sit back and really digest the whole thing. So we'll say that for that. So I hope you guys enjoyed these 5 shows. I hope you guys enjoyed the tour, everything. I hope you enjoyed my picks. So the next episode will be back to a normal format we use that we haven't really used since like before. New Year's Eve, so like no, maybe the third episode, everything's been like a New Year's Eve special, or I did the Spring 77 special, then the Dead and Company tour special. So everything going forward until there's another special will just be shows from that week or that couple weeks on Grateful Dead history. Like I think it might be over now. I haven't checked, but Dylan and the Dead, even if it's over, we're still going to play some shows from Dylan and the Dead. That summer tour of 87 and everything that goes around that. So if there's anything you want to hear from July in Grateful Dead history, let me know. Direct message me on Instagram, Dose of the Dead Podcast, anything. And I'm sure we can get it. So, that's it for the 2017 Dead and Company Summer Tour. Hope you guys enjoy, like I said. And so, here to send us off is Ship of Fools and Sunshine Daydream. Captain.
saw your first ship sink and drown.
Oh, I could not call. Sunshine, daydream.